you talk about working conditions rather than just a personal vent or vendetta, you might be protected and he may not be able to do anything to you.
That's amazing. I mean, the NLRB says that I can go online and on Facebook say, man, my workplace is a rat infested, and that they have to just let it happen?
They do, because that is there to protect workers' right to unionize. And even if you're not a union shop, the NLRB says workers have a right to get together with other workers and discuss their working conditions. And if it's rat infested, you surely would have the right to go to the cafeteria or the water room and discuss that over a water break. So they say it's the same thing online.
Does it surprise you that the NLRB voted the way they did, and B, it was an overwhelming vote?
Not really, because they've been trending this way for some time and cracking down on this a little more. It is making it extremely difficult for employers not only to react when a post is put up, but also to define some type of policy that the NLRB will support.
And so this affects, as I understand it, all private sector employers, and basically they can't ban what I guess people would call disrespectful posts.
Right. The NLRB is telling employers to be more specific about what's banned and what's not banned. What I recommend to employers is, if they're going to have a policy, which they should, to put language in there that just reminds employees you're responsible for your content. Rather than a blanket prohibition, tell them, if you do something that we don't necessarily like, we reserve the right to take action. So the employees are at least warned, and then the employer can look at it on a case-by-case basis.
What would allow them to fire me, though, if the NLRB ruling says they can't fire me for saying I hate my workplace?
Well, again, it depends. It's sort of a gray line, and unfortunately, for employers, it makes it difficult. For lawyers like myself, it's great, because that's how we make a living. But it depends on where you're going. If you're merely just kind of complaining in general, and as opposed to a specific work condition that you're talking about, then you still may face some repercussions for just ranting about your boss being a jerk.
All right, and as I understand it, about 5 or 6 states also have bans, not just this NLRB vote. So you really need to be careful about what you post, but maybe not as careful as you did yesterday.
Yeah, it's almost a good idea. If you're going to talk about how bad your boss of a jerk he is, then mention something about how the food in the lunchroom is also terrible, so it's covered by the NLRB.